Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Hallelujah, where the feast of the Lord is going on, because we're standing in the gap, praying, seeking the face of the Lord, interceding, calling on the name of Jesus, binding and casting out the hand of the enemy, his works, tools, and devices. They come, glory to God, to bring destructions and bring confusion and chaos. We come against him now in the name of Jesus. We worship the Lord and glorify him and uplift his name and put our trust and our faith in him. So God can do all things. Ah, God, and we can do all things through him. There is nothing, glory to God, that he can't accomplish, and he can do great things through us. So as we lift his name up, we praise him and magnify him for who he is. Praise the Lord. And a song that I can't remember the words to, hopefully will come back later about God can. Me and the girls were sung it some few years back about God can. He can move mountains. He can turn them around. Oh, he can do so many great things. Praise the Lord. But our scripture reading will come from Psalms 37 tonight, since it's only with Mother. I think it was Mother Alexander, or was it Mother Willette that was on? Mother Alexander. Until the others come on, we are going to read the scripture that came to me today. Just a little while ago, praise God, to read out of Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against those who work unrighteous, that which are not upright or in right standing with God. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and the secret petitions of your heart. Commit your ways unto the Lord. Roll and repose each care on your load on him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass. And he will make your uprightness and right standing with God go forth as the light, and your justice as right as the shining sun of the noonday. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him and patiently lean yourself upon him. Fret not yourself because of him who proposes it, who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil doing. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait and hope and look for the Lord in the end shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the evildoers will be no more. Though you look with care where they used to be, they will not be found. But the meek in the end shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plot against the uncompromising righteous, the upright, the in right standing with God. They gnash at them with their teeth. The Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees what their own day of defeat is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay those who walk uprightly, blameless, to conduct and conversation. The sword of the wicked shall inherit their own hearts and to enter their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken. Psalms 23, the steps of a good man. Verse 23, still Psalms 37. The steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord. when he delights in his ways and bruises himself with his every step. Busy himself, sorry about that. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord grasps his hands in support and uphold him. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the uncompromisingly righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. All day long they are merciful and deal graciously. They lend and their offspring are blessed. Praise the Lord for the reading of the word. And we still just have Mother Alexander and myself on. But as time goes on, we're going to glorify the Lord and magnify him till the others come on and they can go back and read the scriptures or listen to the scriptures of Psalms 37, 1 through 12, or maybe 13, and then 23 through 27. Praise it be the Lord. Father, we honor you tonight and give glory and praise to you because you are awesome. Marvelous. Oh, I'm sorry. It's more than Mother On. I didn't clear my screen. It's eight of you on now. Oh, praise the Lord. But anyway, God, we bless you tonight and we give glory and honor. And thank you for all your great and mighty acts. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. And God, we lift up your name tonight and give glory and honor to you. Forgive us for every offense and every, glory to God, every satanic force that try to come up against this word or this anointing and these people. We bind you and command the enemy to loose his hold and go back to the dry place from whence he came. We loose him from his assignment as we go forth, glory to God, even binding him from coming up against these systems tonight, or even these phones and anybody that's trying to come in on the lines in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against any hindrances. We stand in the gap, glory to God, for many that are brokenhearted right now. Their sickness and diseases are going all through the land and all kinds of demonic forces that are coming to bring, glory to God, all kinds of devices to cause all kinds of disruptive stuff that's causing people, glory to God, to be doing evil and causing people's lives to be lost because of murder and because of envy and jealousy and other ones, glory to God, are stealing and killing and, glory to God, coming against the person and doing things, glory to God, in the homes and families and dividing families and causing, glory to God, disruption in marriages and relationships and on jobs and even in ministry. But Satan, you are a liar and the blood of Jesus against you. We come against you this night in the name of Jesus, and as much as God would have us to pray for whatever day and hour and years and months and whatever like this, to continue to pray and believe you, Lord Jesus, by faith, that the power and authority that you give us to bind and loose the hand of the enemy and to hold fast to faith. God, we stand on your word. Give us the strength and the courage to continue to look up to the hills with coming to our help and realize our help coming from you, and to stand on your word and be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. We stand firm, glory to God, on the promises of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow, and learning to wait on the Lord. And as the scripture saying tonight, glory, thou fret not thyself of evildoers, because they soon shall be cut off. God, help us to not become one of them. Help us not, glory to God, to be a partaker of another man's sin. Help us not to render evil for evil. Help us, glory to God, to be walking in the love of the agape and walking in the truth and walking in obedience and walking, glory to God, as in submission to what your word is saying, keeping your commandments in the name of Jesus, whatever you command us to do. Lord, help us, glory to God, to keep our eyes fixed on you and not on our circumstances and situations that's trying to manipulate and glory to God, control us, glory to God, for what our eye gates see. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Open our ears to hear clearly what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. God, even when our bodies are going through challenges with pain and glory to God, the sickness and things that are coming upon the earth and come upon our bodies, help us remember what your word said. By your stripes, we were healed. It was done at Calvary, but that thief Satan and all his little cohorts. You said, John 10:10, that he came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life and life more abundantly. Help us remember that you said you have a plan for us, and you declare that that plan is good, not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless us and to prosper us and give us a future. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, at the time that we're living in, God, so many attacks on the minds of your people. In the name of Jesus, help us to turn our minds, glory to God, towards, glory to God, searching out you and seeking out your face and reading your word, studying your word, meditating on your word, letting your word get down in our spirit so we can be able to walk in power and authority, hallelujah, through the Holy Spirit and standing on what your word has said in faith to know, glory, you're not a God that you should lie and your hand is not too short that you can't deliver. And high as heaven is from earth is your ways and our thoughts. So help us, glory to God, if you said it, it's already settled, God, so help us to get to a place we believe what your report is. We believe what you say. Oh, glory to God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And the enemy is about stealing the joy, the peace, the health, the strength. Oh, glory to God, the wisdom. Glory to anything he can steal from us. Oh, glory to God. And even for our destiny and the truth of what your word is saying, he want to try to wear the saints out. But God, help us to stand fast like never before. Help us to keep speaking in the end and decreeing and declaring with faith and no glory to God that our trust is in you when we can't even trust you. Lord, help us, glory to God, to know that the power of your word, hallelujah, changed lives. In the midst of all this chaos going on with our youth right now, the enemy got them targeted, glory to God, to destroy all the shooting, all the genocide, the killing and the murdering and stealing and, glory to God, disobedience to parents and all through the law of the land and over to God. And this, I have so much, glory to God, of rebellion and things, glory to God, of their thoughts. So many, glory to God, of court and so many things, hallelujah, they've been introduced to. Oh, glory to God, whether it's in drugs or alcohol or the illicit sex or homosexuality, or glory to God, they've been forced in some things like human trafficking or either out here being the ladies of the night or just caught up, glory to God, when men, glory to God, hallelujah, taking advantage of these babies and young ones, glory to God, and even now, hallelujah, we know, glory to God, all of this stuff comes from the enemy. God, we are praying that they've been brainwashed with so much, and some things have come from the attitudes from pain and rejection and abandonment, and others, glory to God, with just generational curses just passed down. But wherever it came from, we know it came from the enemy. Whatever avenue, glory to God, he's using. God, you gave us power to bind and to loose, to come against these rebellious spirits and these spirits that will cause, glory to God, all of this chaos, glory to God, through their lies. We come against, glory to God, the spirit of the lies and deception that the enemy has glory to God, sold to them in the name of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus from all the pain and the agony for how they've been treated, glory to God, and things that have been said to them and done to them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are praying that some are in captivity right now in their minds because of the stuff that has been spoken in their lives and over. God, because we know that old saying that we done heard many years that end up being nothing but a lie. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never, words will do more damage, glory to God, and bring more destruction and more killing and murder and all kinds of other stuff, glory to God, and heartache and crippling people's mind and getting them paralyzed in a certain time that they can't even break out of that time frame. Glory to God, the yesterdays. Oh, yeah, words can do so much damage. Oh, that's a lie that the devil put out. But God, we plead the blood of Jesus. Glory to God, that these minds and these people and all the where they have been in captivity be loose from that assignment, the blood of Jesus. We come against the foul spirits that have come against our children, glory to God. They got them caught up, glory to God, in illicit sex and caught up, glory to God, in all kinds of lies and cheating and stealing and the spirit, glory to God, that got them caught up in doing hideous things and glory to God is out there, all glory to trying to sell their bodies and things that cause them to feel like they got to get in the reality game plan that the enemy has out there. Everything that showed up on the internet, all glory to God, to make yourself like you a little movie star or reality check. We plead the blood of Jesus. A real reality is the devil trying to kill you and destroy you and to mess up your life and your reputation and cause you, glory to God, to be stuck in time. because of the things that you done did in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying against those lies. We are praying against, glory to God, the things that the enemy is using the minds, glory to God, to be so vindictive and so jealous and so full of envy and feeling like, glory to God, I got to pattern myself after this one or that one. We come against the spirit of suicide and genocide. We come against the foul spirits of the enemy with all the lies that have been spoken. We come against, glory to God, the abuse as well in the name of Jesus. Glory to human trafficking. Glory to God, and drug trafficking, all kinds of alcoholism in the name of Jesus, and the spirit of the enemy that got some caught up in occults and caught up, glory to God, in gangs, and other ones are caught up, glory to God, and want to be, glory to God, a witch. Oh, warlock or whatever, want power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Satan, you are lying in the blood of Jesus. Oh, all the seducing spirits, we bind you up and command you to loose your hold off of their minds, loose your hold off of their bodies, loose your hold and go back to the dry places from which you came. We bind you and command you to be loose, glory to God, off their minds in the name of Jesus. They got them thinking, glory to God, things, glory to God, that are contrary to what the will of the Lord say. We're praying, glory to God, their minds to be free so they can be able to hear truth. Take out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. Open up their ears that they may be able to hear. Open up their eyes that they may be able to see. Oh, God, give them a mind and a heart that don't want to listen for truth in the name of Jesus, to penetrate their hearts and not to be caught up, glory to God, and what Pastor Moore, Mother Willette like to say, being bamboozled in the name of Jesus. We come against the foul spirits of the devil for all the lies being told right now and some of the things that the enemy just plotting already, sitting up scheming. Oh, glory, and even for that spirit that was set up and always looking somewhere on the computer to find some way to scheme somebody out of their monies. We know it all is not just the youth, but we know a lot of these ones that are being raised up, they got a mind, glory, that with so much knowledge and tricks and snares and plots and plans, how, glory, that to maneuver and manipulate to get that knowledge, to know how to do those things, to steal people monies, and glory, they got their livelihood. And the other ones that are running out, glory, they are running into stores, causing people to lose their livelihood, losing their business, because you're running in to get, glory to God, their riches and whatever they're trying to do, make a living for their families in the name of Jesus. Don't care whether they get caught or get killed, and sometimes they even get the money and can't even spend it in the name of Jesus. Some have gotten, glory to God, and got killed right in the act of the murdering, in the act of the stealing, in the name of Jesus. Some have turned their back on the other ones and murdered them because they want the whole thing. Oh, the blood of Jesus. God, we come against all these setups and traps and snares that people are just running, just stealing and robbing from others, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. And people, glory to God, have to close their businesses. And when they close it, that means, glory to God, they can lose their homes. They're losing their business. They can lose, glory to God, their cars. They can also end up on the street. But those people just don't care because the enemy got their minds all twisted and mixed up and messed up. God, we come against the foul spirits that come up in our houses, in the name of Jesus, through our own children. We're praying for them and believing God and praying for others in the name of Jesus, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands, caught up, glory to God, and whatever the internet is offering, whatever their friends is saying, and some of them calling friends that are not even friends. They don't even really know what a true friend is. No matter how much you try to tell them, they don't even understand it because all just having a good time. Oh, if you do me a favor, I'll do you a favor. Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Oh, glory to God. It's just all the lies. Just do me. Oh, the blood of Jesus. And some of them are just to be a part. Just want to be accepted. Just want to be acknowledged. Just want to be, glory to God, recognized. Oh, God, because they haven't been validated at home. And some cases, they may have been validated at home, but they're just desiring and caught up in it. But a lot, glory to God, have not had the knowledge and the wisdom from home because either their parents are working, and let the TV, letting glory to God and everything else, glory to God, teach them, glory to God, the internet, the phones, or whatever, teaching them, glory to God, about the world and things, and not even knowing, they just left the doors open for the enemy. Oh, God, and praying like never before. Oh, and they're just swapping information. Oh, glory to God, how fast you done learned something on the internet about how to do this and how to go through this. They done got another little trick, whatever like this, to lock you out, to get into this, to get into that. All kinds of stuff going on the backside. And all these little lying demons that's coming across the internet. And all these little catfishes and all these other little seducing spirits that's out there to destroy our youth. God, help us to pray and seek the face of the Lord and fast and seek out you, glory. God, give us the wisdom. Give us discernment. Help us to be able to discern some things so we can pray and bind and we can see some things before they even speak. I mean, before they even say it or even come out their mouth or even to do. Oh, God, that we'll be able, glory to God, to say some things and bind it up and cut it off at the pass in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe in you like never before. We got to get serious about the time that we're living in and the things that are going on because the enemy is about destruction. He's about killing and murdering and doing whatever he can to bring division. And the ones that he can't get, glory, to go back in the world, he's finding out, glory to God, if I can cause them to lose focus. Oh, if I can attack their body, if I can attack their children, if I can attack their jobs, if I can attack this, that, and the other, if I can attack their minds and get them off course and get them to the point there, get caught up in this moment and get caught up in that. Oh, well, we got to be, glory to God, wise to be able to discern, to hear from God. Oh, God, to come against the enemy and have a strategy from the Lord, how to, glory to God, go about binding and loosening and listening to hear what we need to do in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're standing on the promises of the Lord. Oh, mighty good God, an awesome, phenomenal God that know all things before the beginning of time. Hallelujah, want to teach us how to walk through, how, glory to God, to walk in peace, how to walk in joy, how to walk in authority, how to walk, glory to God, with the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus, and to walk in the authority and the power that you've given us through the Holy Spirit. Help us not to grieve him. Help us not to override him. Help us not to start taking breaks and sipping through the tulips when everything going well and we up on the mountaintop. Then we start, glory to God, getting a little slack in our prayers and start slacking, glory to God, in the word and slacking, glory to God, in the fellowship. Oh, he just wants us to take a break and take a rest. And he don't take 1 second of a break. Every opportunity he's getting, he's trying to find a door to get in. God, help us to know that all power is in your hand and you gave us power and authority. And God, that you got us covered. But we got to make sure we cover with the whole armor because you are a real God. In the name of Jesus, head down to the feet. Help us to sharpen our sword even the more in our helmet. Glory to God of salvation to be on tight. Help us so we don't have a playground for the devil to have a battlefield up there. All wisdom and glory to God playing against what the word is saying and what and I thought and I maybe and I should have and I could have. And if I had a, oh, God, we got to get it right. Glory to God, seek your face, find out what your word is saying. And God, fight with everything we can to stay stable in the name of Jesus. With no fear is going to come knocking at the door. But you said cast the care. Every imagination that exalts itself against it, bring it down in captivity. You told us to speak those things that are not as though they were. You told us, glory to God, that we have the power to bind and loose. You told us to walk in the joy and the peace of God. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You said be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. You told us, glory to God, to look to the hills with coming to our help, realizing our help coming from the more from you. You said that when we go through the water, it won't, glory to God, overtake us. It won't drown us. When we go through the fire, it won't burn us. You got a way of making us fireproof, glory to God, but some things we don't have to go through so that fire, glory to God, can burn off some things that's not like you in the name of Jesus. And the fire on the inside will be a desire to keep pressing and pursuing after you. You said if we walk upright before you, hold no good thing from us. If we delight in you, you'll give us a desire of our heart. Delight in you. Delight. Our will become in your will. Oh, we, glory to God, allow you to be manifest in our lives and not wrote out what our wills and our wants. God, I'm praying like never before. We get this thing right. We can be able to know that your word said, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Ask and it shall be given. Seek we shall find. Knock at the door to us. All of these promises that you have for us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, but there is, glory, a condition to the promise. We got to do it your way. We got to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. Because there's so many that need a healing. So many that need deliverance. So many, glory to God, out here need salvation. So many, glory to God, are hurting and going through. You came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. You told us that we can lay hands on the sick and the shall be covered. We got to hear from God and know that he said do that. But we can send the word, and the word will go places that we never can go. But it can do some things that we never can do. All the things we got to speak it and believe by faith. We pray, glory to God, you help us, God. Help us in this walk. Help us, glory to God, in our families and loved ones and different ones that are going. We are praying right now, glory to God, for our children and our grandchildren and our grandchildren. Our seeds. Oh, God, we are praying against every foul and unclean spirit that come to bring destruction, to bring confusion, to bring chaos. Oh, glory to God, to bring destruction in families because one, glory to God, can set some things up that can tear up a house, can tear up a family, can tear up a marriage, can tear up, glory to God, relationships. God help us in the name of Jesus. We can just even think about Jonah on that, running from God, being disobedient, being on that ship, glory to God, disrupt everything that was on there until they had to throw him overboard. Sometimes you got to be brought to the knees, glory to God. But God help us to be aware of what's going on around us so we'll know how to pray, what to pray for. In the name of Jesus, know those that labor among us. Help us to come on one accord, because we can't be on one accord if we're not, glory to God, hallelujah, speaking the same thing, praying the same thing, believing the same thing, being on one accord, because you said, how can two walk together unless they agree? If we're going to agree, we're going to have to be on one accord. Lord, I'm praying like never before as we pray and seek the face of God. Help us to always give you the praise. Glory, the glory, the honor for whatever you do and what you are doing now. I pray for these young people, glory to God, and that we're saying young, glory to God, whether you're 78, 88, 98, or whatever. We are praying, glory to God, as we stand on your word, glory to God, for prayer and interceding and believing for healing and deliverance, all these different medical problems that are going on, even some going on in our own bodies. But we got to look to the hills with coming to help. We seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You say everything else about it. You said you'll supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. So even as we are seeking your face while we're believing for ourselves, help us, Lord, that I know that you don't have no respect of person or whatever that appointed time is, but to keep decreeing and declaring and standing on God's word that our youth going to be delivered. We're going to be delivered. The house of faith, glory to God, going to have some changes come about and being transformed, glory to God, back to what God is saying in the name of Jesus. Praying for our country. Praying, Lord, for this United States. Turn back to it, God, we trust. Praying for our president, President Biden, and glory to God, and our vice president. Praying for their decision-making. Praying for our governor, the legislator. Praying for, glory to God, God, Congress. Praying, glory to God, in the midst of this situation with Israel, glory to God, and even the decision right here in our own country that got such division and prejudice and everything else going. God, we are praying, change the hearts and change the mind. Praying, glory to God, for these leaders over in Russia and the one in Israel and the one in Ukraine and the one, glory to Gaza, and the other ones, glory to China, God, and Korea. So many of them, God, ulterior motives in the name of Jesus. God, and some that's trying to do what's right. We are praying, glory to God, deliver us and not to be thinking they can have people made out of slaves and losing lives and don't care about children or nobody. Glory to God, just trying to make, glory to God, their name known, glory to God, to be controlling and to be able to have money and glory to God and power. But the blood of Jesus, all going to know it soon, glory to God, that our God is God. The one and true only God is Jesus Christ. But help us to pray without ceasing. Help us, God, to be thankful too, even where we are, while we're praying for them in mercy and grace and asking for restoring, glory to God, healing. Help us, glory to God, even for ourselves, to know being thankful for all that you do every day, for the food, the clothing, the shelter, for the families, for the loved ones, for the church, God, for the things that we need to come up in, that you have in mercy and grace in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you so much. It's so much to pray for all the time. So as we release these times, these prayers for this time, for whoever you will have for us to say and do tonight, God, help us to do it as unto the Lord and to glorify you in all that we do. We thank you so much for your healing power, your deliverance, and for what you're doing in the midst of us right now, glory to God. You are mighty God, an awesome God, a phenomenal God. There is none like thee. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Hallelujah, glory be unto the Most High God. We thank you, ask you, Lord God, to touch, glory to God, my sisters and glory to God, even my brother, whenever he does return back to the line. We pray, God, you continue to bless all these prayer warriors and for your word to go forth and the anointing to have this way and to continue to bless in their lives and their families and even in the ministries, God, and even the ones they sit under as leaders. In the name of Jesus, we pray. You are so phenomenal. I love you. I appreciate you and I adore you. God, we believe in you that all things are possible. In the name of Jesus, glory be unto the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Have Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, Mother Willette. Trying to see what's passing, what's on. I don't think right now yet she's on. Hallelujah. Then we'll have even Sister Sister Laura, Sister Rachel afterwards too as well. So in this order, we'll start right now with Mother Alexander. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to your name, Father God. Father, you said in your word, Lord God, if we pray, you said in the word, ask, and believe when we ask, we shall receive, Father God. Lord, we know that you're a God that answers prayer. We bring all our family members before you, Lord God. Lord, you see everything and you know everything. But we know that your promises tell us, if we pray, and you gave us authority and dominion here on earth against the wiles of the enemy. And Lord, we come today, Lord, as touching in agreement. And one, Lord God, we standing as one. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. Everything we call out, Lord God, everyone that we praying for, Lord God, you already know them, Heavenly Father. And we know that you see all things because nothing is hidden from you, Lord God. And Lord, you said in your word, cast every cares on you. So we come today, Lord, as one, casting all our cares on you for your young people today, Lord God. You see it all, Heavenly Father. We know that your promises is real, Lord God. And Lord, I believe in every word your word said because you said it, I believe it. It doesn't matter what it looked like. If you said we can bring the mountain down, I know I can bring a mountain down because I believe in your word, Father God. Standing by faith to claim everything we stand and ask for because your word tells us, Lord, ask and believe when we ask, we shall receive it. You gave us the promises, Lord, and you never turn back on a promise, Lord God, because your word tells us, Lord, if you said it, that's it. You're not a man that you should lie, Lord God. Whatever you said, Lord, we're standing on those promises. We're standing on believing, Lord God, that nothing is too hard that you cannot fix, Heavenly Father. Nothing is impossible that you cannot turn around, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we're standing and touching an agreement, Lord, for our grands and great-grands, Lord God, our sons and daughters, Lord God, because, Lord, you see all that goes on. But we know that you're a God that answers prayer. Regardless what goes on in this world, we know that it's not bigger than you, Heavenly Father. And we know that prayers can bring it down in the name of Jesus. So we come together as one, Lord God, standing and touching in agreement, Lord God, for our grandchildren, Lord God, our sons and daughters, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we command the foul spirit that come against the mind, Lord God, this young generation today, Lord God, our young people, Lord God. We come against that foul spirit that bombard the mind, Lord God. And we command it to loose right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Lord, you gave us that authority. You said whatever we bind and hurt is. And you gave us that authority, Lord. In Matthew 18, you gave us that authority. You said whatever we bind. So, Lord, we come together tonight, right now, Lord, to bind that enemy up that attacking the mind of these young people, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, that you gave us a strong word because you tell us if we pray. So we know the word is what will take us higher, Lord God. Oh, God, help us to put a faith and stand strong in our faith toward whatever you said. If you said it, then we know we can do it. As we come as one, Lord God, bombarding that gate of the devil that come against these young people's mind, Lord God. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen them, Lord God. Strengthen these young people to know the wrong and the right, Lord God, and to stand boldly against wrong, Lord God. Oh, God, help them to remember what they was taught, Lord God. Knowing who they are and who they belong to. Oh, Father God, we bind the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Because let them remember, Lord. Pray, Lord, I pray, we pray, Lord God, that they remember who they are, Lord God, in Christ. And don't get carried away by this foul spirit that come to destroy them. So, Lord, we thanking you, Lord God, for watching over our young people, Lord God. Oh, God, give them that wisdom from above, that they walk in that wisdom from above. Use the wisdom from above before they make any decision, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they come to remembrance what they were taught, Lord God, that they are more than conquerors, that they are precious in your sight, Father God. Oh, Lord, help them to see, Lord God, that they can do much better, Lord God, by standing faithful, remembering the name of Jesus that have power in that name. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for watching over them. You can see them when we can't see. And, Lord, help them to come to realize, Lord God, the love that we shed abroad. Is that love in the heart, Lord God? And, Lord, strengthen them that they will fight against that evil one that come attack their mind, Lord God. They do things that they don't need to do, Lord God. Strengthen the inner man in them, Lord, that they will fight. Fight against the works of the enemy that come against these young people's mind, Lord God. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for opening doors for them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving them favor in the name of Jesus. Regardless what goes on, grant favor to these young people, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you for watching over our sons and daughters. We thank you for giving them the strength to stand, regardless what the enemy come against them with. Stand faithful and fight the good fight of faith. Because, Lord, nothing is too hard for you. And, Lord, you tell us in your word, ask, and believe when we ask you receive, Lord God. Lord, we standing in touching an agreement for these young folks, Lord God, our sons and daughters, Lord God. We touching an agreement, Lord God, that they will stand strong in the name of Jesus and fight the good fight of faith by believing in the word of God. Because each and every one of these young people have heard about the Lord. Oh, God, help us all, Lord God, every one of our grands and our great-grands, Lord God, to go back again to remember what they heard and what they were taught as young children, Lord God. For, Lord, these things that are going on in this earth is awful, and you see it, Lord, if you see it in them. And sometimes they try to do right, Lord, and the enemy come against their mind, Lord God. But we binding that enemy up right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up that foul spirit of deceivers, Lord God. We bind it up and we command it to loose their mind. They have no authority over our grandchildren or our great-grand's mind. Oh, Father God, help us all, Lord, to stand strong. And believe that we can move the mountain that you tell us we can move. We know we can, Lord, because prayer is the key, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for taking away sickness and disease from the midst of them, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening them through the storm, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of these grandchildren, Lord. Those we know and those we don't know. It's not just for our own grand we praying for. We praying for all grands that is going through situation, Lord God. And, Lord, we bind up that foul spirit of alcohol, drugs, all those foul spirits that come against these young people's mind, Lord God, deceiving spirits. And we binding it up right now, and we command it to loose the mind, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, turn it around, Heavenly Father, that they come to see, Lord, there's a better way, Lord God. It's a better way in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for healing the mind, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, because we know it's only you can heal the mind, Heavenly Father. There no one else can heal like you can, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for touching our grandchildren, Lord God, for guiding them, Heavenly Father, as I plead the blood of Jesus over all our grandchildren, Lord God, those we know and those we don't know, Lord, that going the enemy keep off of them with this foul spirit that come to destroy them. But, Lord, we standing in the promises because you tell us, Lord, if we pray. And, Lord, I know prayer is the answer. I know prayer is the answer. We know it, Lord God. So we come before you today, Lord, each and every one touching in agreement, claiming victory for our grands and our great-grands, victory for our sons and daughters, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, because you're the only answer, Lord. We don't know no other way but to cry out, Jesus, 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 have mercy on our grands, Lord. Help them to stand strong, Heavenly Father, against that foul spirit of destroyer. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for keeping shelter over our grands, Lord God. Praise only you keep them, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come this afternoon, God. We come as we know how, Father. We come, Lord, just want to give you glory and honor, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for just how you have been so merciful and how you have been so good to us, God. Lord, we realize, Heavenly Father, God, if it had not been for you tonight, Lord, what would we be on tonight, Lord? But because of your grace and mercy, God, you have shed your blood on Calvary Cross, Lord God. And so, God, we just want to thank you, God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Hubbard, Lord God. We want to thank you for her. We want to thank you, Lord God, for Mother Arizona. And we want to thank you, Lord God, for all the rest that have come behind me to pray on tonight, Lord God. Father, you know all our heart that's on this line. And you know what we stand in the need of. And you know, God, that we come out here to pray for other ones, Lord God. We deny ourselves for those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But, God, we need you on tonight, Lord God. We need you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. God, we need you to move like never before, Father, because we know, God, that you can. And you said in your word that we have not because we ask not. So we ask you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord God, will have the right of way in all our life, Lord God. That you, Lord God, will move and super rule and work things out the way that you see fit, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you said cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Lord God, we look to you tonight, Lord God. We look to the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you tonight, Lord God. God, you told us in the word, God, to let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, help us, Lord God, as we walk this journey, Lord God. Because we realize, Father God, there's so many things, like Mother said, so many things are going on. And Pastor said, so much is happening in the world with the young people, Lord God. But, God, I know, God, that you are able, Lord God, to draw me in, Lord God. You will do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue to stand on that word. We're going to continue to call on your name like never before because we bind up that devil that's trying to take over the young people's mind and trying to do these different things in their mind and want them to do this and that. But we bind that devil up in the name of Jesus. Satan, you is a liar. You have no authority on our grandchildren, on our children, on our great-grand. You have no authority over even the ones that's trying to be born. God, we bind that devil up before they even get in the world. We bind the devil up in the name of Jesus. God, we just want to ask you, Lord God, to look on us all, God. We need you, Lord God. We need you like never before, God. You said, let us not be weary in well-doing and do seed and we'll reap if we faint not. Help us not to faint, God, in going through our trials and tribulation. Help us, Lord God, to look to you, Lord God. Help us to keep believing in you, trusting in you, Lord God. When the enemy tried to come in like a flood, you said the Spirit of the Lord would lift up a standard. God, help us, Lord God, and keep on calling on your name. Help us to seek you first, the kingdom of God, in his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to our life. Help us, Lord God, to know, God, that you are the one. You are the light of the world on today, Lord God. Oh, God, we glory. Oh, God. God, I thank you, Lord God. God, I pray for your people, Lord God. Oh, God, somebody's standing in the need right now, Lord God. Somebody needs you right now, Lord. Somebody's crying right now. They don't even know who to call them, God. But we know, God, that you is a healer and a deliverer, God. You know, God, that whatever we need, we call on you right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, you told us, God, to trust you, Lord God. You said, lean not to our own understanding and all our ways of knowledge, you and you will direct our path, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We just thank you tonight, Lord. We just pray for our family. We pray for the family of the line on tonight, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the divine connection family on tonight, Lord God. Each and every one is on this line that represent their family. Even the ones that come on the line that just come on to just listen. We pray for their families to God in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you sit high and you look low and you see every situation. You see everything that's going on in the world today. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We just want to give it all to you in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray, Lord God, for the President of the United States, Lord God. We pray for Vice President that you, Lord God, will help them to make the right decision, how to go about doing things that need to be done. God, we pray for those that's in nursing homes, Lord God. People that's in the nursing home, God. People that's sick in their body, not able to do things that they need to do. God, we pray for in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you look down on all of the little babies, Lord God. Some little babies, Lord God, that don't even know they're in the world, God. We pray for these little babies, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, keep them, Lord God. Look on the mothers, Lord God. Look on the fathers, Lord God. Let these people come together. Let men and women come together and realize that they made kids, Lord God, that they need to do what they need to do the right way when they have kids. God, help them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You're the only one that can turn things around. You're the only one that can work things out. And God, you told us, God, to trust in you. You told us, God. You told us also, Lord God, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I keep saying that because that keeps coming to me because you let me know, you letting us know you are the way. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus Christ. So God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that people will realize that you are the one that we look to. You are the one that we call on, the name of Jesus. There is power in the name. There is healing in the name. There is deliver in the name. Whatever we need is in the name of Jesus. And I say, God, I just want to thank you, Lord God. I praise you right now, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to look down on those that are sick in their body right now, Lord. Lord God, just touch them right now, God. You said by your stripes they're already healed, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we claim total, complete healing in people's lives right now, Lord God. We ask you to forgive them, Lord God, those that might have went wrong in the wrong way. We ask you to forgive them, God. And you forgive me too, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for the joy, the strength that you give your people, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the gentleness and the peace, for the meekness that goes on in people's lives. Not saying that everybody is bad. Not everybody is doing wrong. There's people still living right. There's people still want to live right and do right. But the devil's a lie that keeps coming and tries to bind their mind. And so, God, that's why the Bible said cast down those imaginations. When those things come in our thought life, when those things come in our mind, we can cast down those things out of our mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your word tonight, Lord. Thank you for your word, because your word is powerful. Thank you for your deliver on tonight. Thank you for a change of heart and a change of mind, because I ain't always had the mind that I got tonight, God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the change of heart and a change of mind. I thank you for your shedding of your blood. I thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. I thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge, Lord God. You said ever learning but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. I thank you for understanding, Lord God. Open up my understanding the more, God. Give me wisdom, Lord God, that I will be able to know how to go about doing things, that I can discern the things that need to be discerned, that I know what people need, that I know how to talk to somebody, that they don't have to come to me and tell me what's going on. I'll be able to discern that thing for them in the name of Jesus. I'll be able to pray about it and be able to help them, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just want to thank you, Lord. I thank you for faith, God. You said faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. We can't see it, but by faith, Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. So, God, we thank you tonight, Lord. And we pray, Lord God, for your people everywhere, God. Take us all through, Lord. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. Help us to continue, Lord, to lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help, knowing that all our help comes from you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Good evening, Heavenly Father. How are you? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I come before your presence as humble as I know how, thanking you, Lord God, just for being the true and living God, for being the great I am that I am. Hallelujah. For being the rescuer of our souls by sending Jesus. Thank you for the Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior, sitting at the right hand of you, Father, making intercession as we pray. And I pray, O Lord God, hallelujah, that you look upon us this evening, Father God, as we come interceding, touching and agreeing, seeking you, Lord God, hallelujah, asking for your Holy Spirit to help us to pray, hallelujah, because you can see much more than what we can see. So we ask for your help on this evening, asking you, Lord God, if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, even in thoughts, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. And as David prayed the prayer, blot out our transgressions and cleanse us of our iniquities and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. We need you, Lord God, like never before. Praise be unto your name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for the songwriter that says, give me you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Everything else can wait. I hope I'm not too late. And I pray that song even for those that are not yet, Lord God, come and surrender their lives. Lord God, give them opportunity. Lord God, manifest yourself to them. Pour out your power and your love, Lord God, that they may know that, yes, there is a God, and he is yet concerned about every soul that's ever born. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, hallelujah, of the living God, hallelujah. We need you this evening. I heard that before, and I thank you for the prayers that have already gone up, Lord God, for Minister BJ, Sister Alexander, Mother McCormick, and even those that will come along after. We thank you, Lord God, that we are gathered, and you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you will be in our midst. So we're looking to you. Yes, plenty of needs, Lord God, always plenty of needs, but I just want to say, God, I thank you. I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the air that we breathe. I thank you for the trees and the breeze. Hallelujah. It's a cooler day today, and I thank you for it, Lord God, because it was over in the 80s this past weekend. So I thank you, Lord God, for the coolness of the day. So, Father God, I just bless your name. I praise you. I honor you, and I worship you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I need your help because I know there's so many things. There's people that are sick and shut in. There's some in the hospital, some in psychiatric facilities, some in prison, some in jail, some, Lord God, I may have said nursing home, some may be homebound. And God, there are people that need you all over this world, those in positions of authority, our leadership, Lord God. I heard some mention the president, vice president, those in the House of Representatives, Senate, Congress. Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, who are in judicial fields, Lord God, those in the military, Lord God, those, Lord God, that in the police force. We pray for those in authority, Lord God, in the body of Christ, Lord God, our leadership. God, we need leadership that's going to, Lord God, succumb to the power of your word and say, and yield, hallelujah, to the spirit of the living God and do what's right. Make good choices. Make good decisions, Lord God, and do good and not evil in Christ Jesus' name. Father, we pray, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that the hand of God is against the wickedness, Lord God, the darkness, the evil of the land, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, O Lord God, hallelujah, that you do so, sir, in the name of Jesus. Remember those, Lord God, that cannot do for themselves, Lord God, and accept, Lord God, someone help them out. And we pray for those caretakers. We pray for those health care and medical staffs, Father God, doctors and specialists, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, and we pray that people will learn to treat people good and treat people right as though that they would, their very special loved one was in that position. They will want the best care for them. We pray for people everywhere, Father God. We pray for those that are struggling, Lord God, with mind disorders, Lord God, schizophrenic, bipolar, Lord God, dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever mind disorder, we pray, oh, Lord God, for them. We pray, oh, Father God, hallelujah, that if they have surrendered their life to you, Lord God, we pray that you straighten it out. We bind up that demon of, Lord God, confusion, and we cast down everything that's not like you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You said what we bind here, you are binding in heaven. So we pray that those people that have been spiritually attacked in their mind, that they are loosed, Lord God, from that spiritual attack, and that spirit be cast back to the pit and be bound there until the day of judgment by Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you this evening, Father God, for Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24. Psalms 107 and verse 20, even Psalms 30 and verse 2 that says, I cried out to the Lord and he healed us. And I heard someone say, praise God, that healing is the children's bread. It's in teaching on that in Matthew the 15th chapter, praise God. But yes, so we say that the sick are the healed, we call it. Because you said we can call those things that be not as though they are. And since Jesus has already gotten us victory, he's already bore our sickness and our sins in his body upon that cross. We thank you, Lord God, that we can say that the sick, hallelujah, are the healed, that's past tense. So we thank you for manifestation of a speedy deliverance. Remember those who have had surgeries, Father God. And we pray for those that are yet sick, Lord God. Somebody has gotten a diagnosis, Lord God, that was not good, but that's okay because you are able to make every situation good. You can turn every situation around, hallelujah, work it for good, hallelujah, and show how marvelous you are, Lord God, how wonderful, how merciful, how kind, because you are a good Father God, hallelujah. And you are our good shepherd. We shall not want for any good or beneficial thing in Christ Jesus' name. We pray mercy this evening. We pray grace this evening. We pray, Father, that you give us liberty and freedom from every bondage of affliction in Christ Jesus, every bondage of sin, every bondage of addictions and strongholds. We command that these addictions and strongholds are pulled down and brought down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ and be bound. Oh, God, I thank you that it's a righteous thing for you to recompense tribulation to the ones that trouble us. And we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And we thank you for victory this evening. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, somebody struggling and may have gotten a diagnosis that there's a problem with their liver, their kidney, their pancreas, Lord God, their heart. We pray, turn it around, oh God, in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Deliver them. For mercy's sake, Father God, mercy's sake, deliver. I pray for Curtis. I pray for Miss Janice. Thank you for her coming through the heart surgery and letting her recover in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for letting Miss Rachel come through the cancer surgery in Jesus' name. God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this hour, in this season. I pray, oh, Father God, that you deliver us from every snare, every trap, every assignment of the enemy in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you help those, Lord
God, that cannot, Lord God, and I pray special prayer for our caretakers because they're working overtime trying to help those that can't help themselves. Oh, Father God, be with us all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for family members. I pray that family will begin to treat one another right. I pray for the body of Christ. Lord God, help us to do better. Help us to seek the power of your Holy Spirit, the direction of your Holy Spirit. Help us to, Lord God, be filled with your Holy Spirit. Jesus, only you can baptize us with your Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. And, Lord God, I thank you that you fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit because we need your direction on today. So many things. I pray for my neighbors. I pray for my friends. Pray for my family. Pray for, Lord God, our loved ones. I pray for the senior citizens and our children. Heard so much about our children. We got children that graduated. Lord God, they're going to graduate. They're doing everything they can. It's a fight against them. But, God, I pray that you deal with that devil. In the name of Jesus, I pray no weapon formed against our children shall prosper. I pray that they shall succeed in every area of their lives that is part of your plan, purpose, and will for them, Father, in Jesus' name. And we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will, sir, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness and evil and darkness and witchcraft. In Christ Jesus' name, I pray, O Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that every yoke of bondage is broken, destroyed, annihilated, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and let people get back on the path that leads to what's good, that leads to life in Christ, in Jesus' name. We pray for the woman of the hour, praise God, Minister BJ, in Christ Jesus' name, continue to meet her need, continue to touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God, and we pray against every sickness, every disease, every affliction that try to come against your people and our families, Lord God, and we say no weapon formed against them shall prosper in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up the body of Christ. We pray from Prophet Burden, Apostle Burden in Christ Jesus, their families, Lord God, those that are bereaved, Lord God, heard the Parker family, Lord God, and the loss of a nephew in Jesus' name. We lift up, Lord God, and we pray for marriages, and we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that those that are yet lost, Lord God, will realize that it's time to give up, as though the Holy Ghost has placed a spiritual, Lord God, weapon on them and said, look, it's time for you to give up and turn to the Lord. Before it's too late, Lord God, it's getting late in the evening, as the songwriter say, the sun is about to go down, and you don't want to get caught outside of the kingdom of heaven and not having truly surrendered your life to the Lord. Help us, Lord God. Strengthen us in the name of Jesus. We pray for your people all over the world. We lift up Sister McCormick and Brother Black and Sister Laura and Sister Rachel, Sister Elsa, Pastor Sims, in the name of Sister Alexander, I think I mentioned her name, praise God. I pray for every person, Sister Brenda Jenkins, in the name of Jesus. All your people, Lord God, all of your people, their families, God, we need you on this evening, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you're the God, the El Shaddai, the one that we're able to trust. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, hallelujah. You are the I am that I am, and you're still doing just what you say because you are trustworthy. We bless you this evening, Heavenly Father. We thank you this evening. We honor you. I pray for my family. Help them to stay on the path called straight, Lord God. If they're, Lord God, walking in error because of what that deceiver said, loose them and set them free and close every door that should have never been opened in their life. And open doors that you want to open, Father God, in Jesus' name. We worship you. We bless you. We praise you. We love you, Lord. Thank you that you love us. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory to God.
Praise you, Jesus. It sounds for Sister Laura. Let me make sure that her line is open for her, and then Sister Rachel. Yeah. And then we have Sister Brenda will be the last one be for praying, and then we're going to take out prayer requests.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I humble myself before you, Father, asking you to please forgive me for all my sins, omission, commission sins, every idle word, every thought not pleasing in your sight, Father. I repent, Lord God. Father, I stand in agreement with every prayer that's already been prayed, Father, and the prayers that's coming after me, God. Father, I thank you. I praise you, Lord. I give your name the glory and the honor. Father, you are the true and living God, and there is none like you and no one before you, Father. Yes, to your will and to your ways, oh God. There's nothing to you're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than any situation, any problem we come up against. You're bigger, you're stronger, Lord God. Father, I lift the homeless up to you, Father God. Father, Lord God, you know what they stand in need of, oh God. Give them shelter, Lord God. Give them somewhere nice to stay, Lord God. Somewhere clean and safe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Look on everybody that's in the nursing homes, oh God. Oh God, let their people come and visit them, God. And, Lord God, let the workers take care, good care of them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, let them be able to spend some time with them, God. Not just rush through and wash them and that's just it, God. But let them be able to communicate with them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I ask you to look on the people that are incarcerated everywhere all over the world, Lord God. Lord God, save them, sanctify them, fill them with your precious Holy Ghost, Lord God. Father, those that are in there, Lord God, that are innocent, God, I ask you to remove them, Lord God, and compensate them, God. Send them home to their people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to look on the sick everywhere, Lord God. By your stripes, they are the healed, Father, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, God. They are the healed, they are the whole, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to look on my son's dog, Lord God. Lord God, you told us to cast all our cares upon you, Father. And, Father, what concerns us concerns you, God. And right now, Father, I am concerned about my son's dog, God. Lord God, touch his body, Father God. Heal him, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Stop the bleeding, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you, Lord. He is the healed, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Father, look on my friend Patty, Lord God, that's incarcerated, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to comfort her, Lord God. Lord God, remove all the depression from her, Lord God. Keep her safe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for healing my mom's pain, God. I thank you, Lord God, for just waking us up this morning, closing our right mind, full use of our limbs, God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for just taking care of us as we travel up and down the dangerous highways and we go about our day, Lord God. I thank you for that, God. Father, I bind untimely death, sickness, and disease. We shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We shall have excellent quality and quantity of life, the abundance of life, longevity. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to go, Lord God, in every crooked place and make it straight, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask you to go into the courthouse, oh God. Lord God, give them another chance that's got court tomorrow, whenever they go to court, Lord God. Let your will be done, Father God. I ask you to go in the White House, God. Father, I ask you to go in where it's crooked and make it straight, Father God. Father, lead and guide the president and the vice president, Lord God. Father, I bind treason, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, every word curse, God, I bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sickness and disease, God, I bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lying, cheating, stealing, covetous, bestiality, homosexuality, God, I bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Things that they say is freak accidents, God, I bind it in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Father, I ask you to release love, prosperity, unity, the fruit of the Spirit operating in our lives, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord. Father, you're so good to us. You're better to us than we are to ourselves, Lord God. And, Father, I just tell you thank you, Lord. Father, I love you so, Father. I thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. You are the reason why we live and move and have our being, God. It's because of you, Father. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, I ask this in all things in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask you, God, just let your Holy Ghost Spirit fall down on us today, God. Let it fall. Let it rain like never before, God. Let it rain upon your people and unsaved people, Father God. Lord, we thanking and praising you for everything, God. Lord, I thank you in spite of what I go through, God. I praise you through what I go through, God, because I learned how to praise my way through, God. Lord, I thank you, Father. Oh, God, I thank you for teaching me, Lord, to keep my eyes on you, Jesus, to keep my eyes in the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I give you the glory, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Sometimes he wants you to steal away. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's everything that we need. He's our healer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. It might not look like it. Hallelujah, God. But I see it healed up. Another testimony. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm going to tell that testimony. God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I ask you to take care of the sick and afflicted everywhere, Father God. Lord, I ask you to take care of my sisters and brothers on this phone, God. Lord, I ask you to shower down on them, God. Give them just what they need, God, because you know exactly what we need, Father, because you know the number of hairs on our head, because you said so, God. You're looking high. You're sitting high. You're looking low, God. You hear everything. You see everything. Every crook and turn we make, God. Oh, God, keep us walking straight, God. Keep us talking right, God. Keep us moving right, God. Keep your servant, God. Keep us, God. We're your vessel, God. We're asking you, Lord, what is it, Lord, that you want us to do? It's not about what can you do for us, God, but what is it, Lord, that you want us to do for you, God? Why are we trying to do what God wants us to do? God is healing. He's touching. He's giving us the discernment. He's giving us healing hands to touch the sick, and they shall rise and be healed under my seed in the outside. Yay, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, as you're doing, God. I thank you for what you're doing right now, God. God, I thank you for opening prison doors for the ones that have not done anything, God. But they've been accused, God. God, I thank you, God. I thank you for setting them free, God. Well, you did it back then, God. And you are doing it again, God, because you said so in your word. Because I read it in your word, God. You are not a lying God. You will not repent, God, because you will do just what you said you would do, Father. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for how you heal each and everybody's body, God, even kidneys, God. God, I thank you, God. God, I thank you, Lord. Hearts, God. I'm about to shout in the yes. Minds, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes. Legs, God. Arthritis. That crippling arthritis that they say people can get. God, I thank you for healing it. I curse it to the roots. You said my power lies in my tongue, God. You gave me the authority to curse it. That osteoarthritis. I curse it to the very roots of emotion. And I send it back to the dry place. From which it came in the name of Jesus. And everything else that's not like God. Get up out of here. And go back to the dry place from which you came. God holds the key to the breath of each and every one. Hallelujah, Jesus. He has the authority over us. Glory. Hallelujah, Lord. I feel you. Yay, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He holds the key to everything. Lord, everything that's not like you, God. Move it, God. Everything in the White House that's not like you, God. Move it, God. I depend on you, Jesus. I'm depending on you, Lord, to put the right people in the right place, God. I'm depending on you, Lord. Because for your understanding, God, not understanding, but the understanding of you, God, the words, what you're saying in your word, God, Let it go far, Father Moshi. Let it come to manifestation, Lord. You say, God, have faith. Lord, we have faith. We believe, God, what you say, God. What you say, God, you said what you meant, and you meant what you said in your word, God. It's not for some, it's for all of us to fall in line and get on one accord. He said, Ben, you are here from heaven. He said, Mike, a maybe. He said, you will hear. I believe, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We got to learn how to praise him through our trials. We got to learn how to praise him through our going through. We got to learn how to praise him when it feels like we almost level to the ground. Praise him anyhow. I'm about to seek in the DSC. All our strength coming from the Lord. I'm about to seek. He will not suffer our foot to be moved. I'm about to seek in the DSC. I believe I'm about to seek in the DSC. I believe I'm about to seek in the DSC. God give us life. I'm about to seek. He blows into our nostrils every morning. Yay, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm about to seek. We're not getting up on our own. Ha! Woo! Glory! Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I give you the praise, Lord, because you know what I've been going through, God. Lord, you know what I've been asking you for, God. You know what I've been asking you to do for other people, God. Lord, I've been seeking your face diligently for other people, God, that's sick and afflicted, God. Lord, I know you're able to heal, God. You're able to turn things around, God, for our good, God. But we got to believe and trust you, God. We got to trust you with all our heart and soul and mind, God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for victory, God. I thank you because we come out with victory with you, Jesus. With you, Jesus, victory every time. Yay, God. Yay, God. Yay, Lord. Yay, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to worry maybe night every time we coming out with victorious with you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the pastor, Lord. I thank you for Pastor BJ and all the other ministers on this phone, God, and all the missionaries, God. Oh, God, I thank you for them, God. I thank you for them praying, God. I thank you, God, for a willing mind, God, a do right spirit, God, a do right prayer, God. Yeah, God. Thank you, God. He said, under the true, I'm about seeking the gospel. Under the truth, I'm about seeking the gospel. He will hear them. I'm about seeking the gospel. I'm about seeking the gospel. You see, Jesus judges. He judges our heart. I'm about seeking the gospel. He sees us. I'm about seeking. He sees us laid out before him. I'm about seeking the gospel. I said, I turn my face to the wall like Hezekiah. Yay, God. I'm about seeking the gospel. Yay, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever time he wakes me up in the midnight hour, I'm praying under Yasiki the Baboshi. And the devil don't like it, but guess what? Who cares what he don't like? He is defeated out of the Yasiki the Baboshi. I serve you notice today, Satan. You are defeated. You was defeated over 10,000 years ago. God defeated you in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now, God. I thank you, Holy Ghost Spirit. I thank you for what you're doing now, Jesus. I thank you, Holy God. I thank you, Lord. Those that need new cars, God. Those, whatever you need, all you got to do is believe and trust God. You need healing, he'll do it for you. I know he will, because he's doing it for little old me. And if he'll do it for little old me, surely he'll do it for you. Lord, I thank you for everything that you're doing, God. I thank you for Pastor BJ. She encourages us all. I thank God for everybody that lifts me up in prayer. I thank God for y'all encouragement, because I thank God for this prayer line. Lord, keep this prayer line going, God. We come against everything that come against this prayer line in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. I feel so fearful. Yay, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God. Woo, yay, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God. I give you the glory,
bless
Lord,
you.
Because all the glory belongs to you, Lord. Her daughter, Inkababa, she can be
a thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, let me ask the kid of Abosha, Lord Jesus. Yay, God, do it, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the victory, Lord. The victory in you, God. We trust you, God, with everything. Not one thing, but everything, Father. Everything. Lord, I love you from the bottom of my heart. Everything within me, God, I love you, Jesus. Lord, I love you, God. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Woo, nobody can do you like Jesus, y'all. Not nobody. Hey,
bless the Lord, my sister. Praise God. Now we have Sister Brenda. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God,
thank
we give you honor and we give you praise, Father God. We thank you for the prayer that went up before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as we come before your throne of grace, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for your plan that you have for our life today, Father God. Father God, help us to grow deep and root and our relationship with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, cause each and every one of our thoughts to be your thoughts so that we will be strong and established, Father God, and you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for your goodness and faithfulness in our life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, thank you for refreshing and renewing our heart, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. And Father God, fill each and every one of us with your peace, Father God. Fill us with your strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, as I come before you tonight, Father God, I uplift each and every one behind the prison wall all over the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch each inmate one by one and name by name, Father God. Renew their mind, Father God. Give them a mind of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, touch each inmate's heart, Father God. Give them a heart of compassion, Father God, to turn to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, to touch the warden, each officer in that prison, Father God. Give them a heart of compassion for each inmate, Father God. Let them not see them inmate as a number, Father God, but as a human being, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I uplift all these homeless people out here, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Put a shelter over their heads, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Put someone in their pathway, Father God, to tell them the good news about Jesus and that they are somebody in Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I ask you to look upon each and every prayer warrior on this phone and all over the world, Father God. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to encourage them, Father God, as they stand on the wall for your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, look upon our enemies, Father God. Bless them also, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, continue to touch Apostle Burton's body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Continue to touch that shoulder, that knee, Father God. Bring them in line with your word, Father God. For you said by your stripes you can heal and made whole. Continue to touch Pastor Bird's body, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we speak divine healing in the name of Jesus. And Father God, continue to touch our Apostle Hubbard's body, Father God. Bring her body in line with your word, Father God. For you say she are healed by your stripes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, touch each and every one that their body is affected with infirmity. For you say no sickness is of God, Father God. So we cancel every infirmity that the enemy tried to bring against each and every one of the prayer warrior on this line. in the name of Jesus, and everyone that are suffering with infirmity in their body, we speak divine healing in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Glory be to God for all the prayers and prayer warriors. I talked to Pastor Prophet Bird earlier, so I don't know whether she got caught up in ministry or what, reason why she didn't get to come on, but we'll thank you, continue to pray the Lord blessing and using her for his glory. And Apostle Burton, thank God for the prayers today, right on target for me today for something I'm asking, grow out of the prayer words. I already talked to Apostle Prophet Bird and Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander. I got a chance to talk to them earlier and to let them know too, and that was just, when I say earlier, I mean earlier, not no long time ago. But in the meantime, I upset Pastor Burton this morning. I was making a request. Remember a time back that we had prayed for brother, for my grandson, Joseph over in California, about when he was attacked, I mean, when the enemy attacked him and so forth, and had some things that was going on, and end up, you know, testing, you know, with the smoke and all this right here. And God blessing the report from his mom. He's doing great in school, grades elevated tremendously. He's been on the path more and more on straight and thanking the Lord and stuff like that. He's been doing good also, just period. And so we need a target prayer again. We pray for him, but we pray for all the youth for a three-day fast. Well, something that came up, glory to God, with the granddaughter here that's much needed. This had the baby and whatever. The baby is doing wonderfully well, God. She's doing great with her baby, but she has some other issues that then came up that needed some attention in prayer, and a yoke need to be destroyed for a mindset with some things that occur that can just turn things tippy-turvy in the household. So we're asking for some prayer for her, but God gave me two already when I talked to them. We need a 3-day fast, but the fast is not going to be just for her. It's going to be our youth, our grandchildren, great-grandson, however, and any situation that you know that's coming up with their youth, but we're going to do like we did with him. We're targeting that thing that will come against her and for her deliverance, but we also making sure our youth benefit. So the time that he gave me this afternoon was going into Wednesday night, just like we did before. It'll be like from 12 to 1 the next day. So that's like after 12, like it was after 12 on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, it'll be stop at 1 on Thursday, stop at 1 on Friday. And on Thursday night, I'm going to try to get the line open for on the blog talk that we can target this prayer into youth. We're not going to be praying all for nothing but targeting anything that we can come up with concerning the youth and tearing down strongholds and all these horrific things that are going on and with ours, with others, across the world, just across the board, and that's on whatever. So we're not going to be talking about ourselves or what God then did, this, that, and the other. We're going to target youth. So in the meantime, that's on Thursday night. But every day, for the people that will join, like we did before, and want to say join with us in that fast, we're putting a request out there for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Friday at 1 to be coming off of it, but Thursday night is just for a corporate prayer for those that can join. We'll try to do it starting at 7 o'clock and maybe that hour of prayer. If we go a little bit over, fine. Let's just maybe say we just put the window in there for an hour and a half. But if we finish in 45 minutes to an hour, then so be it. But we want to pray and so forth. So I'm going to put it in for Thursday night. So if you will, you can join us then for prayer. Right now, we're definitely going to pray tonight. But that's my prayer request. I know you all have some, but I do also want to keep in prayer for that depression, that the friend of Laura that said for depression that's in prison, and for keeping prayer for what Sister Brenda just asked for all of us with Apostle and Pastor Bird, myself, and anyone that may be on the line that just stuck out in my spirit. Thank God for all the prayers that already went forth, and definitely the Lord bless even tonight just about any and everybody just about covered also with the youth. So we definitely want to go in more depth with prayers that whatever God put in your heart that you can join us. Even if you can only come in a few minutes and go out, fine. That's what we're going to just want to target prayer on Thursday. Right now, any other prayer requests, we want to take those now. And then we put these things in. And don't forget to pray for Brother Black. I'm going to have to try to make some time to call him because I might see already online. So we're praying he's doing all right. Even though I know the other day when he wasn't on too, somebody prayed, but just want to keep him lifted up. Any prayer requests?
I would like to thank God for the progress in my son-in-law's eyes and things because the doctor said it looks like he may not need the surgery
because there's
improvement in his eyes and things. So I would like for you to continue to pray for him. And also my daughter, she had a procedure done last Monday, and she had some incidents to happen. While she was having the procedure, there were air went into her body, and this is causing her to be very uncomfortable and pain, and she cannot really eat like she should. And I'm asking for everyone to pray for her for healing and deliverance of that. And I thank you.
And you said air got in her body, so those air cramps, like, oh, yeah, yeah. Those are horrible. Oh, who am I speaking to? My voice sound familiar. Who's on the phone?
Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina, okay. Okay, Wilhelmina. All righty. Anyone else? And then we're going to take these requests. All righty then. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going this order right now and go back up. We'll start with Sister Wilhelmina and ask Mother Alexander to take the prayer for Sister Wilhelmina and ask the Lord to bless Pastor, Evangelist Willett to take the prayer for Imani and whatever like this, and for her mindset and for a change of heart and destroy the yokes that got her directions off. Pray for Mother McCormick to pray for Sister Laura's friend that's in prison with depression. And Sister Brenda already prayed for that request. I just covered that right there because I just wanted that covered with and who was that Mother Willette that you said that God blessed with at cancer? They're healed now. Who was something else?
Sister Rachel, as a second time, 20 years ago, she was healed from cancer, praise God, and then it come back after 20 years. And so we're thanking, praise God, already that she had some surgery for the cancer. I don't know what the situation was, but she said the surgery went really much better than what she had anticipated. I'm not sure all of the details, but I think she still may have to have some type of, I don't know if she's got to have chemo or anything. I'm not sure. I don't know if she's got to have radiation or something like that afterwards, but the surgery went well. She had to have surgery. I don't know if it was a partial or what type it was, but she had the surgery, and then she said the surgery went well, and she's at home recuperating. Praise God.
Okay, Sister Brenda, you would take that request. We thank God for the progress. So Sister Brenda will take that one. So everybody else got their for the prayer. So we're going to go ahead and start with
Okay, hold on a minute. You said that Wilhelmina went with the hives and air in the stomach?
No, Wilhelmina's son-in-law. The doctor say you may not have surgery now, so keep praying for
okay,
him.
You may not have surgery. Okay, all right. And the next one is, because it's two, I think you said something about hives.
Okay, Mama, let me tell you. I was saying, she said the son-in-law eyes is doing much better, and the doctor say he might not need surgery, but keep praying for him. She said her daughter, had a procedure done. Now she got air in her body, making her uncomfortable, so she can't eat properly. So that's the two right there.
All right, now, when you say that, the spirit tell me there's no such thing as she can't eat. When you said that, that's what the spirit said to me.
Well, she's challenging right now. She's not eating well.
Fight.
So let me put it like
that.
She's not eating
spirit.
Well.
Yeah,
okay. You go ahead and pray, Mama.
Okay. We're speaking on this now. The hives, Father God, you know all about this, Lord. What is his name? I'm going to say Wilhelmina's.
Tyler.
But what is his name?
Tyler.
Okay.
Tyler.
Well, Lord, you know all of Lord. You know all about it. But we're claiming this hives that, we're claiming this, that he will have his sight back. We bind the works of the enemy that come against his eyes, Lord. Father God, she said that he don't have to have surgery. But we know, Lord God, that you is a doctor, you is a healer, you is a provider, you is a way maker. We know that you can fix it, that he don't have to have nothing done to his eyes, get his eyes back. Give his complete sight back in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, it's affecting her because she's praying about it. And we know, Lord God, that you want him to have his eyes, his sight back. So we're asking you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. That whatever the doctor say that he don't need, you already know, Heavenly Father. So we're binding up the works of the enemy that coming against him. Because, Lord, your promises tell us, Lord, above all, you want us to be in good health. So we pray and we claiming victory over that situation right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Enemy will lose it. He have no authority over this young man. And Lord, we praying for our, that's our daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What's her name?
Wanda.
Wanda. Lord, we thank you for Wanda, Lord. We thank you for Wanda. Lord, let that... Just touch her. We praying that foul spirit, because that's what come against her. That foul spirit is what taking our appetite. And Lord, we bind that spirit up that he don't give her that speaking negativity. Speak positive. I'm going to have my appetite back. I'm going to eat. Even it's a little by little. But take it back. Don't give the enemy something that belongs to you, girl. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for giving her that strength and that determination to stand against that false spirit that come against to rob her from our appetite, Lord God. Help our Lord God to get stronger. Help our Lord God to continue to look toward you, Lord God, that everything that you gave her, Lord, the enemy shall not have the authority to rob her from.
Amen.
Lord. And Lord, we're claiming a victory in this situation, Heavenly Father, because we know that our mom wants our daughter to get everything that is good. And Lord, we thanking you, Lord, for strengthening our mom, Lord, that she stand faithful against this false spirit that robbing this young girl from what she need to have. And Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you's going to do it because you tell us to come boldly to the throne of grace. You tell us to ask. And Lord, we standing and touching in agreement with our mom, Lord God, that she will get our heart desire, get our appetite back, and stand boldly on it. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. And thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, baby.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' name, thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for Jesus, hallelujah, already getting us the victory. And, Father God, we intercede on behalf of Imani tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you refresh her and remind her who she is as a child of God. We pray, and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will break and destroy the yoke of every influence that has come from the enemy,
yes,
has gotten her off the path, Father God.
Yes.
And we pray, first of all, Lord God, for a good, sound mind. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. A mind, hallelujah, like Christ in Jesus' name. Lord God, hallelujah. We know she's been brought up right because she's got a grandma and a ma that knows exactly who you are. So, Father God, sometimes, Lord God, as young people grow, they think they can venture off the path, but the blood of Jesus, because you don't know what's going to happen or when something's going to happen. But, God, we need to stay with you 24/7. So we bind up that demon of influence that got her thinking that she can do what she like to do. But, God, if it's not pleasing to you, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we command every thought that comes to her mind that's not like you, every imagination that's not like you, and God, we come against the spirit of stubbornness, and we come against the spirit of rebellion, because that's not of you. And God, when we decide we're going to not accept and go in the vein of your word, Lord God, we're rejecting what you're saying, and that's a dangerous place to be. So we pray in the name of Jesus that that devil of influence is loose from her and cast back to the pit and be bound there at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word, whatever we ask you in Jesus' name, that you will give it to us. And we want Imani back on the right track in Christ Jesus' name, that track that leads to life in Christ. And God, sometimes, even though we may be young, it's time to make good choices. It's time to make a decision. God, you know what? I'm going to trust you. And I want to do what's good, and I want to do what's right. And it's time to make those decisions in Jesus' name. So we pray and we lift her up to you, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against wrong thinking. The enemy has deceived so many into thinking, well, you know what, you young, you can do this and you can do that. The devil is a liar. God, you don't want us to walking down the path that's going to cause us more trouble than we need. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for a mom, and we know, Lord God, hallelujah, she's brought her up to know who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for Grandma Minister BJ. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that she's been the example she needed to be. So, Father God, we pray that Imani, Lord God, that she stopped running from, Lord God, whatever your assignment is for her life, and that she get on board and say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Let me be woman enough to say, God, I have sinned and fallen short. Forgive me for my sins. And thank you for 1 John 1:9. Hallelujah. He that confesses faults, you are faithful God, and you are just God. And you're not only forgive us, but you are cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Lord God, just pour out your spirit and your love upon her and let her know you don't want her, Lord God, to mess up her life. And that's how you are to all of us as your children, Father. You want the very best for us. And if we want the best, we better tell the devil to get back to hell where he came and get all those thoughts that's not like you out of our life in Jesus' name. We pray the prayer of faith, and we pray that you, Lord God, bless this family in a special way. And we say that the devil is already defeated. That's what Jesus told us. He's given us the victory, and I thank you for the victory for Imani and her entire family and all of our families in Jesus' name. I honor you, Father God, because you're able to do it. Break the yoke. Pull down every stronghold, every foul demon that tried to lie to your people, because they're lying left and right. And I don't understand some of it, how we can listen to some of that stuff and know it's foolishness. But God, help us all in Jesus' name. Help us and fill her up again with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, and let the
Jesus.
Holy Ghost remind her, girl, you know who you are as a child of God. You better tell that devil no in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We love you, Lord. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You say Laura, I know it's Laura Friend,
Laura's
but
friend that's
she,
in prison. She says she have a friend in prison that's depressed.
Oh, she's in prison. Okay, that's what I want to know.
Yeah,
and
she's depressed.
Okay. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come again. Lord, just giving honor to you, Lord. We pray right now, Lord God, for Laura's friend. Lord, we know that you know her right there in the jail, Lord God. You know who she is, God. And you know what she's going through right now, Father. God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her mind, Lord God. Excuse me. Touch her mind right now, Lord. God, you know what she said in the need of. God, we ask you, Lord God, to give her the strength that she needs, Lord God. And God, work on this situation, Lord God. Whatever it is that she's in there for, God, work it out that she will be able, Lord God, to get out of that jail, Lord God, to get out of that prison, Lord God, that you will be able, Lord God, to know, God, that whatever the problem is, whatever happened when she was in there, Lord God, you can change her, God. You can change her before she even get out of the jail, Lord God. You can help her to know, God, that she don't have to be pressed, God, that she can have that spirit of freedom right there in jail, Lord God, that she can begin to just look to you, Lord God, call on you, Lord God, because you said, God, in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, God, we know that you're right there in jail. Like Paul and Silas, they was in jail. They was praising God, and they was doing a praying and praising God. Let her know, God, that she can praise you out of jail in the name of Jesus, Lord God. She can praise her way out of jail, Lord God, in your name, God. Help her to lift her eyes to the hills from which come her help. Let her know all her help come from you, Lord God. God, if she's saved, God, continue to let her know you right there beside her. If she's not saved, then God, then deal with her, that she'll give her heart to you, Lord God, that she'll be able to come out of and come over out of that situation and let her know that Jesus is the answer. He is the answer for every problem and every situation that she's going through in the name of Jesus. So God, just encourage her heart, God. Move that depression off of her right now, that she'll be able to come out and she'll be shot free, and she'll be able to tell somebody that God brought me out of this situation. It didn't have to do nothing with man. It was God that brought me out of this situation in the name of Jesus. Help her, Lord God, to look to the hills for which come our help, knowing that all her help comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Sister Brenda?
Okay, Pastor, who were the person Mother Willette was saying to pray for? And but
her name is Sister Rachel. After 20 years, she been diagnosed with cancer again. She done had surgery, and the surgery went well, so she don't know anything else about. We just praying for her healing and deliverance again.
Okay.
Amen.
So, Father God, as we come before your throne of grace, Father God, we uplift Sister Rachel to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we give you honor and we give you praise for how you brought her through the surgery, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, because you were the doctors in the surgery room, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that her body is coming in line with your word. For your word said by your stripes, she is healed and she is made whole. So, Father God, you said anytime two or three are gathered together in your name, and anything that we decree and we declare, it will be established. So we decree and we declare in her divine healing, Father God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, Father God. And, Father God, increase her faith in you, Father God. Let her not look at the situation, but let her see the hand of God in the midst of this, Father God. Let her see it as the three Hebrew boys saw themselves when they were thrown in the fiery furnace, Father God. So, Father God, let her look to the hills from where her help come from, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. For, Father God, you have brought her through this before, Father God. So, Father God, let her look back to see where you brought her from that before, and you're going to take her through this again, Father God. In the name of Jesus, for your word do not go out and come back void, but it will establish exactly what you say, Father God. So we thank you and we praise you for her divine healing, Father God. Encourage her heart the more to draw nigh to you and look to you for where her help comes from. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. A woman that done been through it already and God done brought you out. So call for prayer. We're going to believe God. As we definitely agree with the prayer you just prayed. Bless the Lord for what you've already gone through. And God, praise and give him glory for all the prayers you've gone for. We pray again for Apostle Burton, for Pastor Bird. Glory to God for Pastor Hubbard. And praise God and everyone that's suffering with any infirmity, as she said, on this line or wherever it may be, that's God touch and heal and deliver. Because this challenging time where the enemy is coming up against the body of Christ and even those that are standing and doing what God called them to do, God help us to keep looking to the hills which come at our help, realizing it comes from you and standing on your word. By your stripes we will heal. You sent your word already to heal, and we know what the thief came to do, but we're standing on the abundant life, and we thank you, Lord God, that we are going to be like, glory to God, what your word says, bread of heaven, feed us till we don't want no more. But the word tells us, glory to God, that that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out of your mouth. So we standing on what your word says concerning, amen, despite the pain, despite the challenges, despite, glory to God, what is going on now. Help us to look at you and your word and your promises and not, glory to God, what the body is dictating to us, and believing by faith as we continue to speak life and not allow it to cause us, glory to God, to be snared by our words, by the what ifs, the maybes and ifs and whatever, because that's a double-minded man. Be unstable in all his ways, he won't get nothing. We want to get something from you. We want to stand on your word. It says if we abide in you and your word, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. So help us, God, to believe your report in spite of and by the hand of the enemy, and command him to be loose from his assignment against us in the name of Jesus, as we continue to stand in the gap and continue to proceed and pursue after you with no hesitation or reservation, but persistence in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you and we give glory as we celebrate Jesus, celebrate one another, lifting up one another. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you and pray that you touch Sister Brenda right now, too, as well, and even the issue that's going on with her son. We believe in that situation with the lawyer and the glory to God, and when she get ready, family there or whatever, God, and even with the judge or arbitrator, whatever they call it. Anyway, we'll be leaving. God is going to turn table, and those things that need to be exposed, be exposed, and the things that need to be said, be said in the name of Jesus. And God, we're praying justice has to be done to a degree, but God, we'll rebuke the enemy trying to use someone, glory to God, as one, glory to God, and as an example for to prove themselves, all glory to God, to just pass somebody on as a number and not even care and concern about their life or their family life behind it. So, God, if something got to be changed, then we're going to believe in that you're going to do it, and it's going to be in favor. Pray you continue to bless her. Thank you for bringing her back home safely in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory, praise, and honor. And thank you for the celebration that Apostle Burton has said, even with the four gospels, that it was beautiful. Praise God for hearing good reports about what the Lord has done. We thank you tonight for this prayers and the power and the anointing and what you're doing in our lives. In the name of Jesus, I celebrate you, God. Thank you for Mother Elsa right now, those celebrated prayers, and we pray and you're still moving.
Jesus.
On our behalf on the other side, as well as Brother Black. Whatever's going on in his life right now, God, touch him. Touch his body, touch his eyes, touch his glory to God. Touch every limb, glory to God. Touch, glory to God, even in the ministry in it. I bind up any discouragement, anything that attacked his mind or his body. We believe in God through it all, and if it's something that he's on assignment, then so be it. But God, we believe in that we're going to hear from him, and God, that all going to be well, or it's going to turn it into manifestation of you being glorified in spite of.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, as we continue to pray for Pori.
Amen.
Pray glory to God, not only for Pori, but praying glory to God for that one that she's carrying as well. God, have a purpose in life. We're thanking you, Lord God, to be healing, deliverance, and bind up any attack or anything to come against that baby's body. spread against her mind, come against her over to God. The baby that she's carrying, in the name of Jesus, we cancel any assignment that there will be no sickness, no disease, and those attacks that the enemy is trying to come up against these babies while they're in the womb, we cancel that assignment. He's been after something like this from the beginning of time, and so we know there's nothing new that he's doing, but he's a liar in the blood of Jesus, that the baby be healthy and whole, no complications, no problems. She won't have none, speaking life to her and the baby.
Amen.
Praise the young man. Praise the
Amen.
Parents.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord God. Christina first, mother, mother, woman.
She okay?
While she's standing in the gap and praying, glory to God, hallelujah, for the family. Cancel any attack that will come against her too as well. In the name of
Amen.
Jesus, thank you, Lord,
Amen.
For covering us all under the blood. And even for this echo that has to be done in the morning at 7 o'clock. We pray and glory to God that all be well with that, bind the hand of the enemy and track the snares and schemes that he has. But this little game, the enemy coming up with this MRI bouncing all over the place with that, it is going to come to pass and things will be put in alignment with this body. So I don't care what you're doing, what you're saying, we're standing on what God's word is saying.
Hallelujah.
Healed and whole and anything else.
Yes,
and
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Come in alignment with God's
word.
Jesus.
Not
what man
word.
Saying,
that's
what man doing. Over the God, but what
thank
God
you.
Saying. In the name of Jesus, we speak
in
right. In the name of Jesus. And help and glory God to all of us and all of our bodies and our children and grandchildren and even little Zaire, her first day at daycare. We bind up any sickness or disease or anything, glory out, coming against her body or come up against her, glory to God in any way. We pray, glory out, that she'll be properly cared for while she's over there going and when she's not here. In the name of Jesus. So, Satan, we rebuke you, bind you, and loose you from your assignment. In the name of Jesus. First time any of our family members had to go that early to daycare, but we thanking God it's still going to be good, and she's going to be healthy and whole with no problems until you say otherwise. We're thanking you, Lord God, for your angels being kept about her and all those other little babies and conviction upon those ones, like we've been praying for those that's caring for the people in the nursing homes. We're praying for right care for those in the daycares, too, as well, that it would not be any mistreatment or any favoritism or anything, glory to God, going on that shouldn't be on the other side, that they get the proper care in the name of Jesus and protection and blood covering, and especially
Amen.
Over ours, our children as believers when they go places. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen. We serve notice
Amen.
On you. They know you. Every set up, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, and diseases, we rebuke, bind, and loose you from it. And even those attacks of those that are going through in their marriages and also financial challenges, we curse and cancel that assignment too. Loose your hold and go back to the dry places. We call for those finances will come in supernaturally, and angels go out now and send it back, bring it back in, and wisdom and stewardship over those, glory to God, that's going through the crisis. And whatever the enemy called itself robbing, he's going to have to bring it back sevenfold. And I pray and thank you for all
yes,
that you're doing. Thank you for the debt cancellation in Jesus' name. Thank you for Mother's Ruth being done, and God and for blessings upon that with favor and debt cancellation too. Thank you for the miracle that Mother Pastor Sims just went through and got her bathroom and create a bathroom. And then also the payment. Everything was done and not having a payment,
sure.
Not even out of her pocket. Nobody but God. So we give you glory of the things
Amen.
We're looking for you to manifest. But most of all, we need to manifest you. Let you manifest in us as we hunger and thirst for your word and seek after your face and walk in obedience and stop the lying desire and anything else, deception or anything that try to attack itself, anything of envy or anything of jealousy, anything that will cause us to sow discord as a busybody. Oh, let it not be named among us or attach itself to us so this anointing can keep flowing and God can keep moving and God can keep proving himself in us and we can see the manifestation of many more miracles. Great things happening in the name of Jesus. So we speak life and health and wholeness. And so we see if certain notice on Satan, go back to the dry place from which you came. You'll bind up and loose from your assignment. And we're thanking you, Lord God, even protection against any attacks on the highway, byways, in our homes or wherever. We bind up freaky accidents and all that other foolishness that he tried to do. We're speaking health and wholeness. And God, keep us with our minds fixed on you, eyes open and ears open. Glory to God, that we can see and hear you, and also a heart to obey you and determination to do so and obey your command. We love you today. With joy and peace, we call forth in Jesus' name. Amen. And cancel anything.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
The prophet for the line.
Oh.
I was trying to ask Pastor if she's okay, because I did not hear her voice.
Oh, I said earlier. I said I don't know whether she ended up having to minister or what. I talked to her earlier, but she didn't come on tonight. I don't know what maybe transferred, but I did talk to her before we came on tonight. So we just prayed and covered her already. Brenda did, and I did too with the rest of the prayer. So, but in the meantime, everybody be blessed and be encouraged and have a blessed and wonderful week and keep praying one for another. Don't forget on Thursday night that comes online at 7 o'clock, we're praying for our youth and all Grover together, specifically for this young lady, because this and some yokes need to be strong. Thank God for that powerful prayer, Mother Willette Pray. Covered a lot of things. But in the meantime, we want to do that. And the fast, like I said, those that would join us on one accord, come off of at 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock on Tuesday night to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then that same, you know, until Friday. So those that will, it's up to you. Yes.
Minister BJ. Let me make sure I understand you. We're gonna start on Wednesday with the fast, and is it gonna be at 12 midnight to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or is it gonna be
Tuesday night will start it, because Wednesday will be when you come off of it on at 1 o'clock, and then Wednesday like that the same to Thursday, and the same thing we do for Friday. We
so
come
the bottom
off of it on
line
Friday.
Is from 12 o'clock midnight to 1 o'clock the next day.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Each day. Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And we
thank
come
you,
off
ma'am.
On Friday. Yes.
Okay.
And those that will join, like I said, at 7 o'clock on Thursday night, to just come online, that want to join with us to pray just for the youth.
Yes, ma'am. All
okay.
right. God bless you.
I appreciate
you
it. The Lord say the same. And what that means, we're close with all our children, our grandchildren, but we're talking in this thing to loose this child, like what you was praying tonight and more, and whatever else behind the scenes that we know and don't know that God will reveal. And if he don't reveal it, we know to pray them strongholds down of whatever the satanic forces that
Amen.
Are trying to hold out. I don't hold all any of our children or grandchildren or CC captive. Any
Amen.
Of our youth just around the world.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I celebrate Jesus, and y'all have a wonderful night. Thank God for the power of prayer and the anointing. We've gone all day for appointments and get back in until about 5, and my body tired, and I need something to eat, but I really like to go to sleep. Praise the Lord, but one or one another. Got to do something. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all be blessed
Amen.
And have a good night, too.
Right.
All right, then. Love you.
Love you guys.
All right, then. Shalom.